I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, it's Patty's Picks with John Martin. Football picks from Patty Pump with guidance from the Kango Kid, Jason Smith.
Patty Pump and the Kango Kid.
Patty's Picks on 92.9's Jason and John Show.
Yeah, took a week off, which I don't love. Killed the momentum, probably, is my honest guess. But, you know, that's life.
We like that you're coming in
alas,
humble, though.
Alas. The NFL gets harder and harder every week. The season is long, and the data is abundant, and so these lines and these numbers are going to be sharper than they've ever been. That's just the truth. We still do the segment.
You don't
I can still
run
find
from a
some
challenge,
winners.
John.
All right, let us kick this off. We're gonna enroll with the Titans. The Titans have been good to us. They have been good to us as underdogs this season. I have no reason to get to come off of them. They've been one of the best teams against the spread. Right now, I believe the number is 5.5. Now, they're playing Philadelphia, and I know that probably gives you the heebie-jeebies.
Kind of scared them a little bit.
Of course, and that's natural. And that's, look, all these picks are going to do that. I can throw a million picks at you, and unless it's like a big, you know, favorite, and like they're going to come off as spooky a little bit, and this is one of them. But here's why I like Tennessee. It's pretty obvious. Philadelphia has not necessarily looked incredible the last 3 to 4 weeks. They're a great team, not trying to take anything away. But what they do well is they run the ball, whether it's Jalen Hurts, whether it's Miles Sanders, whether it's Kenneth Gainwell, et cetera. And that is one of the things the Titans can do a good job of preventing. They can keep, I think contain is sort of the idea here, right? Contain. And what does Philadelphia not do well? They don't know how to defend the run. They're one of the worst teams in the NFL against the run. We've seen it against Damian Pierce. Damian Pierce went up there. I guess it might have been in Houston. Either way, you can run on the Philadelphia Eagles. So with the Titans coming off of a loss and a lot still to play for, I like him to keep this game within a touchdown, within six. You know, this has the
That's usually what they do.
This has the feel of a field goal game.
They play good teams. They play up to it.
I suspect they will be ready to play. You know, again, after a loss, Mike Vrabel is a good coach as an underdog. His record against the spread as a dog is pretty damn good. I know it's there, right? And it could go south. I mean, I don't make any guarantees with these plays. But I do like getting the Titans as a 5.5, 6-point underdog. If you want to buy it up to six, I won't talk you out of it. It makes sense to me. But I will roll with Titans plus 5.5. I think Derrick Henry has a big day, and they find a way to keep it close. If you want to sprinkle on the money line, I am all about that too. Again, Titans do this. They do it. And this feels like a good spot for them to do it. Detroit plus 1. Taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Look, Detroit's at home. They should have beaten Buffalo last week.
Yeah.
They should have. They didn't, but they should have. And we saw last night, Buffalo can still be explosive. It's not like they're just playing with one hand tied behind their back. I mean, they just went into New England and routed them. So it's not like this is a deal where they didn't take Detroit seriously or was on the road, whatever. We've seen, just as recently as last night, Buffalo still's got it. I know Jacksonville's coming off of a big game, and that's why I'm going with Detroit here. Jacksonville had to have 15 things go right for them to beat Baltimore last week. They're going to be riding high, and they should. I mean, I think the trajectory is positive for
no
Jacksonville.
Question.
But very quietly, the Lions rank 8th in passing DVOA, and they are 6th overall in offense when Amon-Ra St. Brown is in the lineup. He is in the lineup. They also, as you know, have a top 5 running game with Jamal Williams and DeAndre Swift. This is a good team. They're not that good, but they're certainly good enough to win at home against a fellow mediocre team, right? I think the wrong team is favored. I think Detroit wins this game outright. Nothing on Jacksonville's defense scares me. And Etienne's going to go, but he's banged up. And their receiving core is not Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis. I mean, it's Zay Jones and Marvin Jones.
You know I like Zay.
Yeah, you're
Marvin's old.
I mean, it could be a lot of points. You know, a lot of points could be scored, but I think Detroit wins this game.
Yeah.
So I'm going with Detroit plus 1, money line, however you want to do it, against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Anytime you have two truly mediocre teams and one's coming off of a deflating loss, one's coming off of an emotional win, give me the one that's coming off the loss. That's just where I'm at. So Detroit plus one. This is a really nasty one, but I like games like this. We're going to go down to Houston, and we are going to roll with the Texans plus seven.
We're going to get down and nasty.
I know what Sean said. I know Sean, who knows that team better than anybody. But sometimes it's best to take an outsider view, an outsider perspective. They were horrible last week against Miami. Like, I was watching a lot of that game, and it's true. Miami called the dogs off in the third quarter. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was that bad. This is how I'm coming at this game, though. Deshaun Watson's first action in 700 days, right? I mean, I know he played in the preseason, but he didn't look good in the preseason. And go back to that, did not look good.
No, he didn't.
First game in 700 days. And, look, it's a lot to ask him to come into an offense that he has not been playing with, receivers he hasn't been playing with, and Njoku is out, so your top tight end weapon is out, and expect him to come in and just light it up.
Mm.
I think that team liked Jacoby Brissett. Like, there was a certain way they played under him that they're going to change totally on the fly, middle of the season. Also, in his career, Deshaun Watson is just 9-15-2 against the spread as a favorite, and minus seven would tie his biggest ever spread as a road favorite. So this guy is going to come off the couch after 700 days, be tied for the biggest ever spread as a road favorite, and he's going to go into his old team, and he's going to just kill him? I ain't buying that. I ain't buying that. Houston knows what it has to do. They have to run the ball. Cleveland has the worst run defense in the league. It's going to be a steady diet of Damian Pierce, and they are going to run the ball, take time off the clock. This is going to be a one-possession game, and I'm thinking more 3-4. So you're inside that key number with a touchdown. Look, worst-case scenario, you're probably pushing, but when you have a team that's 1-9-1 or whatever their record is, it's something like that.
That's it.
Yeah, when they're 1-9-1, they don't have anything to play for. They're out of it totally. They have no chance of competing in the division, no chance of making the playoffs. This is as good as it will get from a motivational standpoint. He's coming in here thinking he's just going to blow your doors off. Former quarterback, his former team. I think this is like your Super Bowl effort.
Love is last stand.
Yeah, I think this is your Super Bowl effort. So I'm going to take the Houston Texans plus seven. They're going to cover this number. Who knows? Maybe they win the game outright. Karmic justice.
You like these dogs.
Continues for, this is it. That's it for the dogs. So we're going to move on to some favorites. We're going to roll with the home San Francisco 49ers. Minus four. And I think Sean Salisbury hit on a key reason why. There are a few. But, you know, Shanahan and Mike McDaniel were ace boom. They were. I mean, they know each other, and vice versa. Reminds me a little bit of when John Gruden left for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, right? He played the Raiders. They were running the same stuff, and he whipped their ass, right? I think Shanahan knows exactly what Mike McDaniel's about to throw at him because he originated it.
Yeah.
I also believe that the San Francisco defensive unit is better than the Dolphins I've seen in a long, long time. If you look at just the way they rank here, they are number one in yards per allowed, just 281 yards a game. They're number one in points allowed per game. They're number one in first downs allowed per game. They're number one in yards allowed per play. If you look at what Miami has done recently, they have played some you know, dookie teams. They haven't played anybody really. Now, I'm not underestimating them. I think they will have a chance at the playoffs. They're also going to, I believe, be missing their starting left tackle, Teron Armstead. So that's a big loss for them. Bosa and that front is going to keep coming. So, look, I think with the offensive line questions, on the road, West Coast, coast to coast, you've been rolling, you've been riding high. The 49ers are going to be up for this one. I do think they find a way to get it done. San Francisco minus four.
Makes sense to me.
So, I like the Dolphins long term.
Absolutely.
You know,
I'm with you here.
But
it's a tough spot.
You're right. You're going to have games that you lose along the way. So, give me the 49ers here. And then, lastly, I'm just going to go with what is working, and that's Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh Steelers are on the road at Atlanta, minus one, I believe. So, it's a pick 'em, essentially. TJ Watt makes a difference, as we know. They went into Indianapolis, and they beat the Colts in Indianapolis. And I think the Colts are just they're a better team than Atlanta. I know the record may not reflect that, but they do have steadier quarterback play. Their defense is better. They have more weapons offensively. I think Pittsburgh under Mike Tomlin now is starting to kind of believe here. You got the rookie quarterback. There's some Space Jam juice there in Pittsburgh. And so I have no reason You know, Najee Harris is going to play. You know, it should be a big day for him against that Atlanta defense. I just think they got some swag, and Mike Tomlin is kind of coming into his own here with the rookie quarterback. They're developing that rapport. I like them to win on the road against a listless Atlanta team. So they were plucky to start the season. They faded a bit. I like the Steelers on the road in this one. So that is this week's Patty's Pick. Steelers -1, 49ers -4, Houston +7, Detroit +1, then Titans +5.5.
Nice.
That's what we got this week.
Well, thank you for that, John.
Yeah, very good.
I feel like I've been on a little hot streak of my own here lately.
Heard that.
We did take the week off for Thanksgiving, but I'm looking. You know who's been good to me? Your trash Raiders.
Yeah.
Late.
Oh. Yeah, they have.
They are 1-point favorites, though, at home. Going to stay away this week.
Well, look, if there was a team, that might be a week. It might be this one, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, I do like
You're telling me to jump on them this week, to stay with them?
I do like them. They didn't make the cut this week because
a couple of walk-offs.
Things never go good. But.
Things feeling good now and headed in the right direction, say
well,
you?
I don't believe in the Chargers. I just don't. I can't say
that I do either. No. I'm not going there, though. You did not have this one on your slate, so I'm going to go here. I think they're fraudulent, the Minnesota Vikings. I'm going with Jets here.
Wow.
As a 3-point underdog.
The New York Jets.
Give me the Jets +3. Hell, I might even sprinkle a little on the money line, trying to sound like John.
Wow.
Yeah, right? Yeah, there you go. Might win all out. Robert Saleh and the guys.
Interesting.
Yes, I'm going Jets here. I think they've found something with Mike White.
Gentlemen, I feel like I'm on a heater, so if you don't mind me contributing to the segment today. Last night, my friends at Bettly had a little boost, and the boost was for a Diggs anytime touchdown and the Bills to cover to 3.5. Hit that one. So I felt good.
Congratulations.
Coming out. Thank you.
Yes.
You know, I don't hit them often in the NFL. I've been on a little bit of heater with my kicker here, the Carson's kicker. I listened to John's pick about the Browns on Bettly, because Bettly's a new sponsor of some of the stuff I'm doing here. They have a boost if you take Houston. Now, it's money line, but they point out the Browns have lost 8 of their last 9 road games if you go Houston straight up. So that's at +250 and a little extra dough if you bet on the Texans over at Bettly. But my kicker today will be for the Dallas Cowboys, because Saturday doesn't play very well on Sundays. It appears in the line, -10.5. I know it's a large number. They are at AT&T Stadium. Cowboys seem to be putting it all together at this point.
I'd agree with that.
And I'm looking at Dallas, 17-6 in games played on turf over the last 2 years. Last time I checked, they are on turf. Now I realize Indy plays on turf too. But I think old Jeff Saturday is going to get his ass kicked, and it will be Dallas covering the 10.5.
Do like Dallas. I do like those Cowboys. Who knows if they cover the spread or not, but, I mean, in terms of the playoff
run. It's a big number, isn't it?
It is a big number in the NFL. That's tough, but crazier things have happened. It's a big number for a reason. So, you know, it would never shock me. It would never shock me whatsoever. So that is the week in the NFL. Just
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.